Yes?
How do you do, Mrs. Franklin?
No, I'm Mr. Franklin's housekeeper.
Is Mr. Franklin in?
Yes, he is, dear, but we don't want to buy a newspaper.
Oh, I don't want to sell you...
Go away, dear.
You closed the door on my hoop skirt. Could you open it? I don't want to sell you a newspaper.
Then why the paper bag?
This is a personal matter. Could I speak to Mr. Franklin?
Uh-oh, Ben's at it again. All right, come in, dear.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Francine Flagg.
I'm really surprised, and then again, I'm not.
What do you mean?
Your name is pretty, your dress is pretty.
Thank you.
And that's it. How often do you shave, dear?
Could you call Mr. Franklin?
Maybe those bifocals he invented aren't focaling right. Mr. Franklin?
Yes, Miss Fribbley?
There's an ugly broad here to see you.
Miss Fribbley, there's no such thing as an ugly broad.
It's me, Mr. Franklin, Francine Flagg.
Oh, it's that ugly broad. Come on in, Francine. That's all, Miss Fribbley.
Mr. Franklin, after you asked me to go dancing...
I'm sorry about that. I didn't know you were a man.
That's why I'm here, sir. I'd like you to try and forget I'm a man.
Well, your mustache makes you tough not to, and I already got a date for the dance.
You see, this disguise is important to my secret work as the Masked Minuteman.
Your secret is safe with me.
Thank you, sir. I knew you were a patriot, a fine inventor, and a gentleman.
I'm also a good dancer.
Yes, I just heard that from Editor Potts, who sends his regards, by the way.
Right, and mine to him.
Goodbye and good dancing, sir.
Thank you. And know this, Flag. When the history of this country is finally written, you'll be remembered as a great patriot.
Thank you.
And a very ugly broad.